Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. Plans are moving forward to build a new parking garage at SEPTA 69th Street Transportation Center. Construction bids went out this week for a $31 million garage. And SEPTA General Manager Jeff Knoepel says the transit system has lost ridership because there's nowhere for riders to park.
I think some people have really stayed away in the past because we only have about 182 parking spaces here. I call it parking roulette.
The new garage will have 451 spaces, include a covered bridge to the terminal. Construction expected to begin next summer, with completion in about 2 years. The head psychiatrist from the Montgomery County Jail testified Friday in the trial of a Philadelphia man who shot five people in a Cheltenham Walmart last summer. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Elwert.
Dr. Hani Zaki testified when he met with Keenan Jones 2 days after Jones was arrested for shooting five people at the Walmart on Easton Road. Jones was paranoid, looking over his shoulder as though he was concerned for his safety. He diagnosed Jones as suffering from PTSD and psychosis, saying Jones was disassociated with the shooting that injured five people in August 2018. In one report, Jones is quoted saying he panicked when he saw a look in that Walmart, saying that's the look someone gives you before they shoot you.
Jones' attorney told the jury before the trial she'd be asking them to find him not guilty by reason of insanity. But prosecutors say it was, quote, a cold-blooded attempt to kill. Five people at Ridley High School in Delaware County have gotten the mumps, and officials are trying to contain the outbreak. The school district says one teacher, a student teacher who attends college, and three staff members contracted the virus in recent weeks. Delaware County's medical advisor, Dr. George Avitian, says the mumps are most contagious 5 days after symptoms first appear, and it's important to isolate those who are sick and for everyone else to be vaccinated.
Vaccines are recommended at 12 to 15 months of age and at 4 to 6 years of age. And typically after two vaccines, the risk is reduced by approximately 88%.
District officials say nearly all of the 1,800 students are vaccinated, but those with symptoms should see a doctor. Minority law school groups at the University of Pennsylvania are calling for the dismissal of a professor who they say is offensive. They claim Professor Amy Wax has been delivering remarks that are racist, bigoted, and homophobic over the years. Gianni Lee is co-president of Penn's Asian Pacific American Law Students Association.
Given her consistent history of these statements, I imagine that she will continue to feel free to espouse them, you know, as long as there's no consequences.
Lee says they also want the university to work with them so students feel more welcomed.
I think it allows the law school to communicate that there is a permanent space at Penn Law for students of color, and that Professor Wax and her statements and her idea that people of color don't belong won't be accepted.
A request for a response from the law school has yet to be returned. Camden County is imposing a ban on single-use plastics that starts in January at its facilities and at events the county holds. The move affects plastic bags, bottles, straws, and utensils, as well as styrofoam containers. County freeholder Jonathan Young.
By 2021, we plan on being 100% plastic-free throughout the county.
Young says the county will start phasing in biodegradable alternatives over the next year. Activists use the 47th anniversary of the adoption of the Federal Clean Water Act to urge New Jersey officials to designate a two-mile stretch of the Cooper River for special environmental protection. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden has more.
The Cooper River was almost half sewage half a century ago. Today, several endangered species are not only back but thriving here, like the Eastern Pond Mussel. Pushes on to include this stretch of the river under a plan to protect over 700 miles of waterway statewide at the highest level. This would be the first urban waterway in the state to be so designated.
The State Department of Environmental Protection is reviewing the proposal, and a decision is expected early next year. The Philadelphia Union have a playoff game Sunday afternoon, but as KYW's Mike Doherty found out, it might just be the best-kept secret in town.
In a very informal survey, people in Center City had no idea a Philly team is fighting for a trophy.
Not a big soccer guy. I'll watch the World Cup when that gets going.
Patrick McChrystal in his red Phillies hat says he didn't catch the fever yet.
My buddies go to Union games all the time down in Chester. They love it. They say it's a great time. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Haven't gotten a chance, huh?
I haven't gotten a chance.
The Union take on the New York Red Bulls at 3 o'clock. Sunday, and of course with the Eagle Cowboys game at night, there will be time for people to latch on to another brand of football. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.